This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Leaders of the state's largest school district vote today on potential school closures. Denverite's Paolo Giansetta has more.
Seven schools have been identified as candidates for closure by the district superintendent. School board members will vote on whether to follow through on those closures. Superintendent Alex Marrero also identified three schools for permanent restructuring, which would cut some grades, but not all. The district estimates it would save about $30 million from these closures. Nearly 1,100 students would be impacted by the proposed closures. I'm Paolo Giansetta, Denverite.
A smoldering underground coal fire in Boulder is finally being put out. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
Marshall Mesa Trailhead sits in South Boulder, though it looks nothing like a trail now. That's because workers are now excavating 12 acres to put out smoldering coal, three stories underground. For over 100 years, parts of the coal seam underneath the trail have been smoldering or have caused surface fires. Thanks to federal funds, workers are now digging up the coal and mixing it with soil and rock to bring down the temperature. Here's Jeff Graves with Colorado's Inactive Mine Reclamation Program.
The goal is that now you don't have lots of coal that could potentially combust and create problems at the surface.
There are just over 40 smoldering coal fires underground in the state. Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
40 elementary school students had a frightening experience earlier this week. Their bus driver left them in the middle of an intersection. This was Monday. Children from Clear Sky Elementary in Castle Rock told TV News that the driver had passed stops and was threatening them before finally pulling over. The driver is now on leave. Castle Rock police are looking into it. This is CPR News.